Hey, you guys, it is Missy with the Evening Edit, where I dive deep into the minds of the creatives and driven entrepreneurs behind the brands that I get to work with. I cannot keep all these stories to myself, so on each episode, I'm going to uncover the stories, strategies, and secrets that fuel what success means to them. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy this next guest. Hey, you guys, I am so excited for you to meet Ricky Ricardo Fisher. She is my longtime bestie. She is a mom. She is a wife. She is a school counselor. She is a Zaya rep. She does all the things. She is my personal counselor as well. She counsels me daily, and it's great, and I love it. And I am so excited to share all things about Ricky today. And honestly, like, her and I prepped each other, or like, we just like, prepped. And I was like, I just want to be candid. I want to be funny. I want to be goofy. And then I want to ask deep questions, because you are one person that, like, I get super deep with. And it's easy. And true. Everyone should have a friend like you. So without further ado, there's Ricardo. Ricky, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Things about me. I grew up in Alexandria, Minnesota, land of the lakes. And I was raised by a single mom in the Bronx. Just kidding.
Maple Street? Just kidding.
Quincy.
Quincy, that's
North.
Right.
North Quincy. North. I have always been a go-getter, let's say that. I've always been a go-getter, wanting to strive for more. Like, as far back as I can remember, I wanted to go to college. I was planning my apartment from the JCPenney's catalog. I'm definitely dating myself. Well, I've just always had a plan without having a plan. My first job was the movie theater in Alexandria, which I begged my mother to let me have because she didn't think I could work and go to school and still get great good grades, which is honest of her. But I was like, please let me have a job. So that's how I've always striving for more. I went to college at MSUM. I got a bachelor's degree in psychology, and then I was a nanny for 11 years, which was amazing.
Your best job ever.
Best family in the whole world. I also worked at the library in college, and I loved that too. And loved being a nanny. It was amazing. And then when the youngest was about to go to kindergarten, I was like, okay, I cannot nanny for another family. You cannot strike gold twice. So I went back to school to be a school counselor at what? I think I was 30 something. So not your traditional like college graduate student. There was some older colleagues in my cohort, but I was definitely one of the older ones. I have always done things off the beaten path in the sense of where people think you should be. Then I got a job after graduating in Breckenridge, Minnesota as a school counselor for elementary students, K-3. And I've been there ever since. And it is my calling and I love it. And it is hard and gritty and cool. I'm a mom to a almost 5-year-old. He will be in kindergarten next year. We live in Horace, North Dakota. I know. We live in Horace, North Dakota now. And yeah, my husband's a plumber. And I guess that's a little bit about me in a really small nutshell.
I like it. I think it was just really good to paint a little picture of who Ricky is. And then we're just going to dive into things. And I love that we can pluck from everything you said and like go on about it. One thing that you had mentioned, your mom was a single mom growing up. And you have shared with me before, too, that like, you have always been more mature for your age. You've always taken care of those around you. Mm-hmm. And you've always done that your whole life, taking care of those around you, your family, your friends, the nanny family, the kids. So, like, you are a caregiver. And with when you were talking about the family you nannied for, and then you're like, okay, I got to figure something out. You were a stay-at-home mom. And the baby was going off to kindergarten and you're like, what am I going to do with my life?
That's so true. I was.
Yeah. Like, that's just a crazy thing. And then you had said too, you just do things at your own time. And I feel like that's something I really wanted to talk about today with you. Cause like we talk about this a lot. I am 39. Mm-hmm. You are 40. We feel like we're 26 about.
unless I'm like trying to crawl on my knees, then I'm like, whoa. Auntie Missy can't get on the ground with you, Nora. That's the thing too, like with the world, it's, oh, you have to do this and that, and then this and then that. And it was like, okay, school and college. Mm-hmm. And I read something the other day that said like, why? Oh yeah. My neighbor Becky had shared it. And it's like, why do we expect 18-year-old children to know what they want to do with the rest of their life when 6 months ago they were in school and they had to raise their hand and ask permission to go to the bathroom? So what? It doesn't make sense. And now yeah. You and I are at a similar crossroads right now where we are doing like career changes and figuring out what is going to work for us now in life. And it's so exciting and so scary. So like, how do you navigate that in your own brain?
Great question. And when you mentioned to me what Becky had shared in her post too, I was like, that is even so more true, because your brain isn't even fully developed till you're 25 years old. The last part of your brain to develop is your thinking brain. And of course you're going to make wonky choices from 18 to 25, and then 25 hits and you're like, what is life? What is this? And think about that. Some people get married at 18, between 18 and 25.
Right.
Like, that's crazy. Right. Awesome for them. Crazy in the realm of development, really. How do I navigate that? I think there's a lot of pressure always to know exactly what you want to do no matter where you are in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I kind of love 2024 for the fact that so many people I follow talk about how you really don't need to know every detail of your life and exactly what you want and what that looks like and how you're going to make that happen, but knowing to do the work.
Right. Yeah.
To navigate knowing that my time is coming to an end at my current job and knowing I have to find something else could be very stressful. And in the same thought, there's so many jobs out there and so many ways to support your family and do what you need to do to provide or live the lifestyle you want in some terms. I navigate that in the fact of come what may, when stress hits. Obviously, I get stressed out about it. It's overwhelming.
Right. Yeah.
And the only thing I can control is those feelings, reminding myself come what may and do what I need to do to get there. Looking for jobs, talking to people, networking, figuring out some kind of plan if plan A falls through. And then if plan B falls through, what could that look like? And then finding peace with it. Easier said than done, but you got to do the work.
Yep. I had just read something the other day and it was like, learning makes you feel dumb, but it's going to make you smarter. And I was like, oh, that's so true. And then the other one was, as a business owner, investing your money in your business makes you feel very broke, but it's going to make you richer. Like in the sense of like, however you view that, but it's just like, oh yeah. Like in all those moments where you're doing the work and when you're uncharted territory and you're heading in and like you're stressed and worried, but like, this time is up. And so you have to go on. It's so scary, but then it's so worth it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And I love to learn. That's one thing about me too, is I love working on myself, even when it's so hard. Learned about myself as a kid through TV shows. I would find characters and realize who I wanted to be like and who I didn't want to be like, who I connected with, who I didn't connect with. I really grew from that and would pull from that. Especially beginning one, Full House. There's so many life lessons in that show. And people talk about too how this generation is raised on screens, which is a whole nother conversation. As was I, in the sense of sitcoms, and I was constantly learning through that. My brain, I think, is just a little different in that sense. But as life went on and I learned about self-development or working on yourself, I can't think of like how you all word that right now, but I just really thoroughly enjoyed that. I love listening to podcasts or finding different people who have different perspectives and just listening and observing. I love to observe that like behavior. So it's just all fascinating to me. And I just love, I'm a lifelong learner. And I think that's really important in life to be. Otherwise you're stagnant.
Yep. I definitely, I know you always want to learn. You always want to be taught. You always want to then share what you know too. And I think that's so exciting and perfect for the position you're in at work. Okay, I'm going to rewind it. For me, mm-hmm. I love learning, but I love learning by doing. In school, I didn't excel at much except for arts, English. But like then when I was in college, I had to take a psychology course. And that was so fun. Mm-hmm. The human brain is so fun. And I do feel like I am such a, I have such like a counseling vibe to myself without having any knowledge.
But you're my counselor.
I am your counselor. And it always comes from my gut and just like lifelong things. And so like when people ask me like, oh, where'd you learn that? Or how do you do that? Or I'm always like, I just do. I don't know. I just, it's up here. And I learned by doing. I couldn't tell you how, and I couldn't tell you how to do it. Like I could show mm-hmm. you, but I can't really tell mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. So do you feel you are different in that sense?
Yeah. Cause I wasn't like a really great student either, to be honest with you. I just loved school. I loved learning. Even I'll be real. I never read a book in school. We had to read books. I never read one. Ever.
Growing up? Like,
yeah. I had a really hard time being told what book to read. But I loved the aspect of learning about that book. Some of them I did. I think I can't even tell you which one it was. I know I read maybe one or two, but you had English a lot. I never read a book. Right. I barely read a textbook. I did not put enough effort. I'm an Enneagram 3. Okay. I am achiever, but I'm a lazy 3. If I can get by with a 3.5, I feel good. Could I have probably gone up? Probably. Sometimes I was a little lower because I just didn't put the effort in. I don't always reach my full potential. And I think that's because I'm more of a listener. You lecture, I'm going to listen. If I have to read it from a textbook, I'm like, what was that? What's going on over there? Working in the library at college was horrible for me because
that's hilarious. You're a librarian too.
I know, right? We could do our homework at the circulation desk where you check out books and stuff. I was literally, someone came in and I was like, who's here? Oh, hey, you're back. Hi. Oh my gosh, it's that cute guy. Oh, like, so I'm just more of a listener. Like I get and visual. So if I can watch something and listen, that's my best learning. So I think that's why conversation is helpful for me. I mean, podcasts. We're talking to you or another friend. Like I learn so much that way because I'm listening and I'm visual. So anything that I hear, I am imagining in my brain, like to a T.
Sure.
So hands-on, yeah, but I get frustrated if I can't do it, so then I quit.
I feel that too. Yeah. And I keep doing the same thing over, hoping for it to change, and it doesn't, and then I'm mm-hmm. like, crazy girl, stop.
Yeah. But that's okay too, because that shows that you have a lot of effort and a lot of drive to want to get there.
Yeah.
And
don't want to be wrong, don't want to fail, don't want to not True. Look good.
And that's hard.
Let's put a disclaimer. Enneagram is amazing. Any kind of get to know whiz, the disc profile, working genius, Enneagram, mm-hmm. like Myers-Briggs, they're so great and they're pretty spot on, but like, they show you who you are. Like you're not in a box. You're not an Enneagram.
No.
I'm not an Enneagram 7. Yeah. Like characteristics and you can be many things. So that was one thing that okay, let's do a little truth time. Like, I get annoyed when people fall back on they're like, I'm just that way, or this is just me, or like, I just can't. And it's like, you just don't want to change
mm-hmm.
or make it better. So don't blame what someone wrote up on your current behavior. Have some accountability for what you're saying and doing and how you're treating people. And thanks. Bye.
I believe that doing any of those tests really is helpful for you if you want to be a lifelong learner of yourself. Yes. Because you hear the yucky things and you grow from it. Like what I was going to pull up was, it says Enneagram 3 a little bit about me. And there's so many things too that I just don't understand, because Enneagram 3 is technically really driven and gets things done. And I am lazy. I am messy. I am disorganized. Up here, I'm organized. But if you looked around my room right now, you'd be like, girl, you're a pig. And on here, the four worst words ever for an Enneagram 3 is out of my control.
Ah.
And that is so not true for me. 10, 15 years ago, yes, that would have been really hard. But being a nanny really taught me a lot about that without even knowing anything about the Enneagram 3. Because I used to be so like, I got to get here on time. I got to do this. And all of a sudden, I had to be more flexible. And it realized that not everything is in my control. And that was such a freeing thing to feel and learn about myself and be okay with, that when I read that now and I'm like, those aren't the four worst words I've ever heard.
Right.
I don't know where I was going with that, but come what may, I said.
It worked out good because we just said, don't put yourself in a box. And then you read that and you're like, oh, that's not me. Like, there's characteristics of Enneagram 3 that I see come across. I'm like, well, that's not Ricky. That is definitely not Ricky. I see stuff come across about Enneagram 7. I'm like, not at all. Not at all. Sometimes I get offended when Enneagram 7 stuff pops up on my Instagram feed. And I'm like, how dare you? How dare you? Yes, I like Skittles and Sprite and I would fly to Jamaica tomorrow, but leave me alone. Okay, so I wanted to read the sevens and threes, quick thing about their friendship. So sevens bring breadth of knowledge and experience, boundless enthusiasm, and good spirits. Threes bring a focus on goals, on staying practical and grounded, and on observing healthy limits. This can be a fun, articulate, generous pair, virtually sparkling with vitality and the joy of life. If that wasn't you and me, I don't know what is.
Weird.
Right? But there must be sprinkles of Enneagram 7 in you, because we just have so much fun. And you're down for anything.
I think you bring that out of me, though. Oh. Like, I can't be that way with my husband. I'm like, you decide. I don't know. You pick.
Oh, funny.
But with you, I'm like, yeah, for sure, let's do it. And I think that's because I trust you in knowing that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And he's just so indecisive. And I am too. And I think I appreciate that. Two, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But.
You got a two. I got a one. You're a three. I'm a seven. We're just a mashup here.
I do appreciate your willingness to just do anything. And I think when I'm around you, I feel that. And I am an energy kind of person.
Yeah.
And I like taking that on. I like taking your energy on.
I love stealing your energy. Okay, let's talk about energy givers and energy takers, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Red flags and green flags. Okay, energy stealers, people who just sit and complain about everything and don't change anything.
Oh.
Energy stealer. Okay, you got an energy stealer?
I just want to comment on that.
Okay.
If that's okay, real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. Do what you want. No rules here.
I find it so hard, especially working with a bunch of women, which are amazing, that when someone complains over and over again, but they don't do anything about it. So there's a difference between venting and complaining. You vent, you get it off your chest, you're good. And you might vent it to three different people. Like, I might vent it to you, I might vent it to a coworker, and then then I'm done. It's out. Yeah. And if you can't leave that there and you're constant complaining about the same thing, that is just draining. Energy sucker is just being an ick, just lying. That's an energy sucker for me.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
No. Let's do, okay.
We've all lied. But if you're lying to like better yourself or to not look bad or whatever that might look like, I'm just like, oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's an energy sucker for me.
Yeah. And there are some people who just lie about everything.
Energy giver. Let's go on the positive.
Let's do givers. Yeah. What is better than a beautiful little tiny sunrise when you're on the couch and you have a hot cup of coffee and you don't have any stress in front of you and you're just in the present moment? Oh, that
I'm
is
gonna one,
energy giver.
I'm going to one up you.
Of out course, Will. You're an Enneagram 3.
Out on the patio. In the summer morning.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
Yes. Chef's I'm going to one-up you. Then it's actually on the patio at Barcelo.
Oh. Right on the heartstring. Yeah, that's good.
Gotcha.
With the ocean waves coming in the far distance.
I can taste those chips right now with the guacamole.
Oh, so good.
Hey, if anyone would like a trip, this podcast is sponsored by Barcelo Resorts in Riviera Maya.
Yeah.
We've been there 5 times. Ricky's been there 500 times.
Yeah.
Her mom got married there. She got married there. Oh, it's so great. Our first so big awesome. Family trip was to Barcelo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I know. I was wondering who was going to sponsor this podcast tonight.
Yeah, Barcelo did. So, of course, only fitting. Okay, another energy giver, giving compliments to people. If you see something, say something in the best ways.
I love complimenting kids at school. I love complimenting my coworkers, strangers. It's one of my favorite things to do because you can see people light up.
I love it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, let's jump around a little more. How did we meet? We were going to talk about this too. And I feel, okay, I want to preface this for whoever is listening, my 13 fans. When bad things happen, so much good can come from it. And I'm not saying that to take away pain from childhood cancer, people dying, you know, like bad things happen for no reason. Okay. But sometimes not good things happen and such good things come from that.
Yes.
And that's the story of our friendship.
Do you want me to tell the story?
Let's do your point of view and then I'll do my point of view.
First off, we dated the same boy. We'll call him a boy because he was not a man. And Jordan, our friend Jordan, like he told me you were dating him and I was like, oh, okay. And then you guys broke up and he was just like, you got to meet Missy. I know, he just kept saying, I know it might feel weird, I just know you two are going to get along. And I was like, okay. Because at that point I was like, I don't care. Right. And I don't think I really knew like about your relationship or anything like that. I just knew you were dating and then you broke up.
Yep.
And then we went camping and I met
that was
you.
Our meet
and
cute.
It was. Our meet cute was like the stars aligned and it was just, I laughed so hard.
I had just turned 21, so you were 22.
Oh, my gosh.
What have you been, 22? Or what have you been, 21? Are we ever the same age at the same time?
I don't think so. No. Yeah, we are. No, I don't think so, because...
Because Ryan and I are never the same age either.
Yeah, so like, no. So I might have been 23 or almost 23.
Yeah, because it
was summer. I might have been on my verge of turning 23.
Also, let's rewind. Ricky and I went to high school together. We went to middle school and high school together.
Mm-hmm.
I swear I had a class or I played a sport or went to a party with everyone in our high school, except for you. Our paths never crossed. They never
except for
crossed.
Maybe like walking past in the hallway. Like I knew you. Same. And I was always like, she is so cute. Like she's so pretty and you always looked bubbly and like you were having fun. Like it was never like, same. Who's that?
Yeah,
who's
same
that girl. It was like, actually, oh, she's so cute.
That's the weird thing too. We are both Alexandria natives. We never had class together. We were never at parties together. Even at I went on a lot of dates to the movie theater and I never even remember seeing you there.
same.
Which is just weird to me. It was definitely Jordan who was like, hey, you have to meet Ricky. And I felt weird dating this boy because you had dated him for a couple years. Like, you guys were high school boyfriend and girlfriend.
We dated for 4 years. That was a long time.
That's a very long time. Yeah. And I had actually just gotten out of a 4-year relationship because I started dating my high school boyfriend when I just turned 17. 16, 17. And then we broke up right before I started dating said boyfriend. And, said boyfriend. Ted, we'll call him Ted. But anyway, so it was Jordan who's like, you got to meet her. And to be honest, I felt like I was the other girl because you guys dated for 4 years. We dated, 6 months? Maybe that. And it never, like for me, it was never, I don't know. I feel like we were together so we could be friends. I'm not kidding. It just feels that way. It totally feels that way. And no hard feelings, whatever. Like it was what it was and nothing bad happened. But like it was just not great, obviously. Well, our frontal vortex hadn't developed. I keep saying that. So Jordan was like, you have to meet her. He's the one who set up the camping trip. You and your friend came. Mm-hmm. And oh gosh, it was so fun. Oh, and we had another friend in common who was your neighbor growing up. Yeah.
Yep. We really had so many like weird connections that just never aligned until that night.
Yeah.
Truly. Yeah. And your best friend in high school, I dated her brother in elementary school.
That's so funny.
Just weird stuff like that. That just was like serendipity.
Yeah. So anyways, I don't know. We find it funny. This probably wasn't a very entertaining 10 minutes talking about it, but that's okay. I definitely, I just can't believe that we've been friends now for 18 years.
18 years.
We're a legal person to vote. That's how long we've been friends. That's so crazy.
Yeah. That is crazy.
18 years. This literally feels like 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago.
I know.
Like, it doesn't seem that long. And it also seems like I've known you my whole life.
Very true.
And then I think
and your family, like, too.
Yeah.
I feel like I've known your family your whole life, our whole life. And which,
Same with your family. Like, it's just, we're so intertwined. I love it.
Yeah. And I think, though, that's just, like you said, good comes from not great things. It wasn't like, we weren't treated right.
Right.
We'll just say that.
Yeah.
And I truly believe, and I don't think I've ever said this to you, I never had anybody to connect with over that. It was just like, this happened. I didn't have anybody to like relate to me in that sense. And so I think too, knowing that we both went through very similar situations also added to the joy.
Oh, yeah, the joy. I was going to say, our trauma bonding. I'm just kidding.
Absolutely. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah. Oh, funny. No, and I think that's how we met. What a story. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just like, thankfully we met, and so much amazingness came from that. I don't know what I would do without you in my life.
Ditto, girl.
Okay, so I have some questions I want to ask you.
Yeah.
So like a rapid fire. But these are going to be more deep because I feel like we are doing a little deeper podcast today. You and I are so funny. I'm sorry, you guys. We really are. But we just have so much like good knowledge and I think a very inspiring little nuggets that people can take too. So like life is really hard. You and I have both had some really hard years and we have leaned so hard on each other along with family, husbands, faith. But honestly, taking turns listening. Mm-hmm. And that is one thing I've really learned from you is to listen instead of just speak, instead of just relate. But I started a podcast so I could talk, but I'm also listening. but that is something that you are so good at is listening. How does that affect your mental health, your like home relationship with your husband and child as you listen and work with people who need help on the daily? How do you navigate that as being a mom is hard? Mm-hmm. And then on top of it, you're mothering all these other people and children.
Yeah. That's a really good question. I have noticed that I'm good at is I am a really good listener.
Yes.
Hence why I do what I do.
Exactly.
I have noticed, because I hear a lot of crappy things, yeah. Right? I hear a lot.
Did we tell people? Yeah, we told people what you did. Okay.
Yeah. And about kids. And so that's really hard. I have noticed some things that have changed in me and that are hard to navigate. And I'll get to that. And I have noticed that sometimes at the end of the day after working, it's really hard for me to listen to my family. I hate talking, not always, because sometimes I'll call you. And I think maybe that's because you actually listen.
Sure.
And, or tell me, like, you just bring a light. So I think that's why a lot of times I'll call you. But sometimes I really hate talking on the phone after work, or if someone calls me at night on my way home or at home, I get really irritated. And not in a bad way, but it's just like my brain is just shut down. But I don't want to be rude. Yeah. And that's really hard to navigate. Or I've noticed that I think I tried to be super hyper aware of things. So I have a hard time sometimes having a conversation with someone at school because all these kids behind, I feel like they need to be watched at all times. So I'm like having a conversation with a teacher and sure. Listening, but I have a hard time active
but
listening
not
because,
yeah.
And then I feel like I'm being rude. Like I can hear them and I know what they're saying, but I feel like I'm being rude because I'm also scanning the room. So these are just some little things that I've noticed that I never used to do. I never used to be like that. I never used to listen and scan the room. It was just like lock eyes. I'm listening to you. And now, even if I'm at a restaurant with you or someone else, like I catch myself doing that, like trying to be hyper aware of my surroundings.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's stress and just, I don't know if it's like trying to keep everybody safe. If I go to the airport, I think weird things now because I know weird things. And it's been hard. That has been really hard to navigate sometimes and try to understand why that has changed in myself. And I have to work really hard to zone back in. And then, so those really heavy, overstimulating days, school is loud. It is so loud. And being a mom is very overstimulating as well. Granted, I did this for years, right? I did this for years. So I don't know what's different. And I have a hard time sometimes honing into what is that?
Why is it different now?
Yeah. So, and then when I get home, a lot of times I feel like such a bad mom or a bad partner because I am done. I'm done listening. I love you, but it's really hard for me to listen about your day at work. And I feel bad. And then I feel guilty. And then I feel yucky. So that's something I think that I've been really trying to navigate these honestly past 5 years as a mom, trying to figure out how to quiet the noise.
And be there for your family like you are at work.
Yeah.
Do you have one thing that you've changed to help that?
Being more aware of my feelings. Like noticing if I'm out at supper with someone, you're scanning the room right now? Stop. That's rude. At home, I will verbally ask for a break. I just need some time. I just need a little bit of time to just quiet the noise. I know working out helps me. And when I don't do it, the noise is so much louder as a daughter, as a sister. Like it is my job. And I have noticed that it has gotten a little harder.
Yeah. It's your job, but reframing that, like it's your gift. Listening is your gift because you help shed light and you help shed understanding to people, but you are continually, that's an energy sucker too. Gifts are energy suckers. You have to know how to use your gift. And if you don't actively try to help yourself, like no one else is going to do it for you. So I love that you shared that because I'm just thinking of like my gift and how I get so drained. And it's you have to have those healthy boundaries.
Next question.
I'm going to ask you some questions that are maybe a little more like rapid fiery. And then we're going to end on not a more serious note, but a couple questions that are like, little thinkers. And okay. We'll get to that. So growing up, and I'll play this game with you. Growing up, what was like a name you loved that you wanted to name your kid or like your name to be?
Ooh, this is good. You want to hear the story? So I hated my name growing up. Hated it. Everybody would, I love it now. People would make fun of me and they'd be like, that's a boy name. My mom always told me that she was going to name me Samantha. And I was so bitter. I was like, why didn't you name me that? I could have been Sammy, which still could be a boy name, whatever. Right, but I was really bitter. And then I learned to really love my name because it's unique.
Right.
I never thought I wanted children, but my name would have been Charlie for a girl. I was like dead set on that. And then everybody started doing it. And I was like, okay, I got to think of something else. Charlie, when I was like a teenage girl, that's what it was, Charlie.
Which TV show did you want to be in as a kid? And what character did you want to be?
Easy. Dawson's Creek, Joey. I was obsessed. Actually, and Felicity. I wanted to be Felicity. Those were my shows. Oh, my gosh. The CW.
So cute. Oh, yeah. So good. So good. Okay. We got a couple more questions here. Would you rather have Neapolitan fingernail polish color, or would you rather have someone bring out a cheese grater to help your heels out a little bit? True question.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Probably Neapolitan ice cream polish.
Okay,
only because my feet are so ticklish.
I'm gonna do a quick side quest because it's so embarrassing, but it's just so funny. So last pedicure Ricky and I got together, the guy was so, I felt like I was being roasted on like an episode of Ashton Kutcher Punked or something. Okay, here's the thing about me. I get pedicures all the time, but man, I got some dry heels. Okay, folks, it's a thing and it's fine and I own it and I soak them and I rub them and I put lotion and nothing helps. So he was like just ruthless. And he was like trying to crack everyone else up around us. I laughed the first couple moments when he was like coming out with something from the back.
The grinder.
Just kidding. It wasn't really a grinder, but it was a paddle. It was a paddle.
And it probably didn't help that I was laughing so hard and I couldn't holding it in.
But you were laughing so hard because we know exactly what's happening. Because
In your face, you were like,
I know. I was like, can we be done? And then we left. I think what I said when we walked out the door is like, I am never coming back to Heaven Nails. Sorry, Heaven Nails, if you're listening, but it was you.
It is my favorite place to go.
I know. Oh, I'll never go again because of him. Okay, so, and then also we had gone there and this was probably 10 years ago, if not more, when we would always get our nails done, fun colors. And I was like, I'm going to do light blush, light brown, little cream. My fave colors, right? Neutrals. Literally look like I dipped my fingers in an ice cream shop. It looked like a Neapolitan ice cream commercial. And I was like, I am so mad.
They really weren't that bad, but it was just the delivery.
They were so ugly.
You were like, I look like a Neapolitan ice cream.
And it didn't help that yours were really cute.
It was so funny. And mine were just simple, like black. That's why they were fine. Because they were just well one in color.
Oh, God.
Oh. You always get hosed.
I do. Okay, here is the blessing and the not so good things about being an Enneagram 7. I love new things. Try it all. New? Cool. Mm-hmm. Do I do the same thing twice? Sometimes. Sometimes, but not all the time. So with that, at restaurants, it's hard when Ryan and I go to eat because he will always get his tried and true. And then I'm always like, I'll take the fish tacos with the Hungarian balsamic vinegar and a side of the creme de la creme. I don't know. And it comes out and I'm like, this isn't good. Or like, it's too healthy. Or like, I want your pasta and cheese, basically.
Yeah.
So, and then, when I nails, anyways. Another funny question I want to ask you is, if you were a color, what color would you be?
Blue.
Ooh, I like
the sky. Like today, the sky was literally all of my favorite colors. Just all those shades. Uh-huh. Like it had the gray blue, like a baby blue, a dark blue. Not dark.
You love
blue. I love blue. Yeah.
Okay, good. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, it's a hot dog.
What is
in
it?
A bun.
What is that?
A hot dog in a bun. Yes, it's like a sandwich, but some people eat it with a fork.
Meat between
bread. It's a hot. Yeah, but it's.
What would you do? Yeah.
I guess it is a sandwich. But you don't eat a sandwich like this.
I do. I'm just kidding.
You eat a sandwich. You do.
My turkey sandwich, and I just go at it side.
Not even a sub. You wouldn't even turn the sub sideways.
So.
Oh, God. I can't wait.
Would you rather have hands for feet or feet for hands?
Hands for feet or feet for hands? I guess hands for feet, but can I keep my hands for my hands too?
Yeah, you just
okay,
have four hands.
Hands for feet.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Ricky, I love everything that you have shared today. I love that we got to laugh a little bit too. I love just getting to know you more and just sharing like more of you. And hopefully whoever is listening to this podcast is just taking little nuggets of, oh, real people just doing real things. And like, I'm a real person and my life is okay too. That's all I want from this when we're sharing stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you could, would you rather spend a day with your younger self or your older self?
My younger self, for sure. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. My next question is, if you met your 10-year-old self, what would you say to her?
Wear a bra. I would tell her to wear a bra. Oh my gosh. This isn't too censorish, but I just didn't wear a bra for a really long time when I should have. And you know what happens when you wear like graphic tees and I had a lot of utter butter. We'll just say that. I would have told her, wear the bra, girl. Just wear the bra.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That was my final question. So it was going to go one of two ways. That was going to go one of two ways. If you were going to say younger self or older self.
Mm.
You'd probably tell your older self too to wear a bra. It's going to get to that point again.
Yeah. Really. Wear a bra or just go in and do something about that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But this is fun. I love growing with you. I love watching you grow. And I hope I get to come back sometime.
Yes, because we didn't even touch on Zaya and the community that you're building. Yeah. And I wanted to talk about that so much. So we'll just have to do this again. And then I really want to pick your brain on just like how you are impacting people with your private group that you have. Why don't you drop the handle, what it is on Facebook? If anyone wants to follow Ricky on Facebook, she has a private group that started from her Zaya business. However, I feel like it has really morphed into a very safe space where people like you put a lot of heart and soul into that group. You have challenges, you have workouts, you do giveaways. Anyways, take it away.
Yeah. So if you love workout clothes or just clothes in general, that's why I started doing that. I have a VIP page that is super fun and super safe and very inviting, and it's Actively Lunar.
I'll put it in the show notes so people can click on it and follow you. I just love it though too, because the last thing I ever want to do is join someone's VIP page or group, like one more thing.
Right.
Deal.
Yes.
But yours is hands down. It's more than leggings. Like, sure, you get to buy the leggings and see all the fun stuff, but like, you just have, it's such a good group and it has helped keep me accountable so many different times too, especially with the challenges that you throw down.
And yeah, I should do another one of those sometimes.
It's like a sweet little space on the internet that can be ugly sometimes.
Yeah. I want people to be able to come there and compliment each other and shed that light and just have fun and come to be held accountable if they need that.
Yeah.
In whatever aspect of life, whether it's mental health or physical health or feeling good about yourself. I hope I help people feel good.
Remember when sorry guys, it's not going to end right here. Do you remember when we did that live sale together? Like your spring fashion show?
So fun. We should do that again.
We should really do that. That was so much fun.
It was so fun. That was really
and
really
we gave prizes away and people shopped. They had okay, you guys, people had a certain amount of time to shop. I shared Inherit clothes, Ricky shared Zaya, and we meshed them together to show like how you could wear them. And then if people placed orders, I think we had like some discount codes. We were giving out coffee or something. And then if you placed an order, you got put in a drawing to win like one of a lot of prizes.
Yeah. It was like a huge like care package, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think there was a few.
Can't remember. Yeah. Anyway, that was much fun.
So if you're still listening, thank you. If you dropped off, get out of here. You didn't want to listen? Get out of here.
Take your bags and go.
Remember that? Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, that is my favorite.
Such is life. Okay, you tell the story because it's. I just love that you find it so funny.
Okay. One of my favorite stories of Missy and her brother and her have the best relationship. You should honestly have him on here sometime. I think you guys.
He probably would hate it, but he would. Like it.
Yeah, but it'd be funny. I can't remember how it got brought up, but they would tell me about how they would fight all the time. And
we're bored. We had nothing else to do.
And so I think it was Josh who told me the story. So Josh told me that one time Missy was riding a bike on their gravel road and he decided I'm gonna go drop kick her. So she's riding bike by, and he literally runs and doinks. And
two legs up in the air, just, off my little bike.
She goes flying, gets gravel and dirt and crap all up in her leg, and she's in the bathroom, and her mom, who's the sweetest woman in the whole entire world.
Saint of the world, yes.
Oh, gosh. Who's also a nurse, was, like, cleaning her wounds, and Josh felt bad, walked by the bathroom and just saw Missy going, he was like, oh, God.
So if you guys, you're probably not going to see the video because I don't post much of the video. But so I literally, like, I was looking over my mom's shoulder because, like, her back was to the bathroom door. My brother's walking by, like, checking on the situation.
Yeah.
And I saw him.
Trouble am I in?
Yeah. And I laser pointed my eyes right at him. And I took my thumb. And so bad. I went from, like, one side of the neck to the other. And I was like, you're going to get it.
Right.
Someday I'll maybe post all the videos because I take videos of all these podcasts, but my whole premise was like, I want a podcast. Mm-hmm. It cannot consume all my time because I have another job I have to do that I love, that people are dependent on, and also I have to make money. So the podcast is okay. I will get the audio out. I will market it on Instagram, share it with people that I work with and like photograph and relate to. And then I'm going to store all these videos and maybe someday I'll start posting videos.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother ball game.
I just have to say watching you grow and doing all these amazing things literally geeks me out to no end because I think you are so talented and have so much to bring to people. And I know that everybody that you're working with, and I know a lot of them haven't met you before, are probably just like, what?
I hope so.
It is so fun to watch. And just these photographs you're taking of people are just so beautiful. You just capture people. You just have a talent and a gift for that. But kudos to you for taking a chance on yourself and doing the dang thing, girl.
Just doing it. And I will preface with a lot of failing moments, a lot of things I could do better and be better at. And every day just working on it. And it's okay if something doesn't go right because I can make it right. It's photos and marketing. It's not brain surgery.
And you keep trying. And unlike the thing that's not working, this is working. So you just got to keep plugging.
Yeah. I'm really excited for your next adventure. I know we didn't touch on that today because we just got we got to hold some things back. But I can't wait for our next chat because I feel like we'll talk about some more things.
Yes.
So there will be a part two. There will be a part two. I have three other people who said yes to the podcast.
I'm so excited.
I know, me too. Okay. Love ya.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys, that is a wrap for today's episode of The Evening Edit. Thank you so much for tuning in and taking time out of your day to just hang out with me.
Remember, you can catch a new episode every Monday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, with the bonus episodes dropping every now and then too. If you would like to share your own story or work with me, email at hello@missyjonesphotography.com, and I would love to hear from you. That is it, you guys. TTYL. Love ya.